Ladies and gentlemen, board members, it's Jeff Anderson with Games on the Fly. You know, I spend a lot of time in my car these days, and I think a lot about games that I've played, games that I want to play, games that I've lost, games that I've won, just games in general, games. So I wanted to try something and just talk about random thoughts from the road. So I want to start with LCGs, living card games. I believe that moniker was coined by Fantasy Flight Games before they were absorbed by Asmodee. However, nonetheless, LCGs, living card games. The theory and practice behind them, in my opinion, is amazing. Throw away the idea of collectible booster packs, buying pack after pack after packs, scrounging for the rares, the ultra rares, the mythic rares, the foil rares, the hollow foil rares, the secret rares, the super rares, and more. Living card games work and operate under the premise that you have a genre. Let's pick one that's gone. They started with Warhammer Invasion. That was one of the earlier ones. Great game. You and one opponent only. I believe it was only a two-player game. I think you could play with more players, but I believe I'd get a lot off track if I kept going down that road. So it was mainly made for two players. I had an army, let's call them dwarves, and you had an army, let's call them orcs, and I'd have a deck, and you'd have a deck, and we would battle, of course, across the battlefield. However, monthly, the story of the battles would change, and you would get access to a chapter pack, as they were called in the day. Now those names have evolved, and each different theme has a different name for the pack. Cthulhu has Mythos packs, and whatever. Scenario packs for Marvel Champions. Point is this, you would only spend one, or you'd only buy one of these packs, and all of the cards came in there, they were static. There weren't, rares. Early on there were rares, there was like one copy of a rare card, and then three copies of a common or whatever, but they always all had the same cards in them. So in other words, if you bought two copies of that pack, you'd have literally two exact packs of the same cards. So in the long run, if you just bought the monthly chapter packs, the story would evolve. You could augment your deck, upgrade it, update it, take out some of the older cards and put some of the fresh new cards in there, try to make it more competitive, et cetera, et cetera. I think the idea for that is fantastic. And I still think it still has some legs. Call of Cthulhu is still going on with its Arkham Horror card game. Marvel Champions is the newest iteration. However, in my opinion, that hit some snags where they did some limited print runs and you couldn't get your hands on any of the new stuff without shelling out a lot of money on eBay. I even tried pre-ordering it. Yes, pre-ordering it at my local game store and they never got any in. So I don't know what the story is about that. I don't know if it's a game store problem or a distribution problem. I feel like it's a distribution problem, however, because those packs were immediately up on eBay for anywhere from $30 to $50, depending on the hero or the villain. So, kind of silly. I did like the game. I don't think it's one of their best games for living card games. In my opinion, the best living card game they've done to date. Well, best is subjective, of course. My favorite, and the one with most depth, was Android Netrunner. I think that living card game was phenomenal. I think the fact that you could play as a corporation versus a computer hacker was awesome because it was quite a flip on its head, right? You didn't always play the same way. Sometimes you were, defending your computer servers with one deck, and then you were hacking somebody's computer servers with your other deck. Two totally different play styles, two totally different decks. I thought that was very unique and worthy of a living card game setting. I know the Legend of Five Rings had been picked up by Fantasy Flight, and they took on a living card game spin. I've gotten into that a little bit. I do enjoy it. I miss the old L5R game, though, so I think that's taking some of the joy away from it for me. All in all, living card games are great. I think they're worth looking into. Don't be shocked, however, if your favorite one gets out of print and they don't make any more of it. Warhammer Invasion went quite a long ways before it went out of print, so there's a lot of content there. Star Wars, I think, died rather quickly as a living card game. Warhammer 40K died almost instantly as a living card game. Trying to think of some of the others that have come and gone. Oh, Lord of the Rings. That one lasted a long time. I think they still be making some of that. I haven't checked on it lately. And like I said, this is Games from the Road, so I didn't do any research. These are just my thoughts as they come in my head. And I think I will leave it at that. This is kind of a tester episode, a beta episode, if you will, using some alternate technology to try to get some content out there and just share my thoughts and ideas on random gaming things and random games in general. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I hope to catch you at our next boardroom meeting. You can check us out live on twitch.com/boardroomgamer. Visit our Instagram page, where I do a lot of miniature painting and take some board photography as well. I hope to see you guys there. Have a great day.